Hello and welcome to Social Fabric Chronicles podcast. My name is Andrea Spendori and this is a spin-off of my main podcast, Social Fabric. These are simple conversations with different people on different topics. And my first guests this week are Panfin and Jacinta Collins, founders of #media.ie. We're just discussing the current situation with the coronavirus and the effect it's having on local businesses and what they can see as a positive spin for the future. This podcast is not planning to change the world, but just hoping to create some more conversations around different topics. And if you want to talk to me, my email is info@socialfabric.ie. You can get all the information on socialfabric.ie website or wherever you get your podcast. In the coming months, I'll be bringing you more guests, more conversations. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this one.
This is a huge wake-up call, and we kind of mentioned it about the new world, and it was Jacinta that said this to me last week. She said it's like a new world, and you know what, it's going to change our thought process about everything.
It is. And what about, so like, might as well start this conversation that you already started, but what about then what's happening, for example, Jacinta, what's happening in your area in terms of, you know, because we want to be want to have a positive spin on this, right?
Yeah.
Because we can just whinge and cry about it and we're never going to stop. But I mean, what's happening in your area? You're in Dublin, are you? Or where are you?
I'm in Dublin. Really, the reality is, as Pam said, it is a new world. It's like an overnight movement from being in an environment where business was done socially to moving it to an online world. And I suppose the thing that I have known from, I suppose, my business experiences, the trades, the people who work with their hands, those kinesthetic people who physically do work, they really struggle in the online world. It's not where they belong. They're never going to thrive there because that's not how they're designed. And it's very difficult, I suppose, for them to, as I said, wake up in this new world and realize, oh, how we did things isn't the way that we're going to be able to continue to do things. You know, we have to change and move accordingly. And I suppose most people in business are extremely innovative, and they, you know, if you are an entrepreneur, you know, you're always trying to spot the next thing and you're always trying to move to the next thing. But that all takes time, it takes resources, it takes energy. And there are things that are really depleted in people at the moment, you know. And the other thing is, we're being mad overwhelmed on social media with opinion after opinion after opinion after opinion. So I suppose what I'm seeing is that people just really need, I suppose, a bit of grounding and a bit of support, and to be able to see that, you know, there is a light, there will be a light, but it is, as Pam said, you know, a brand new world that's just trying to take a movement from how we used to do it to online. And I suppose the platforms are there for us, you know, but it's to actually move into them. And we all know change is difficult, so that's what I'm seeing, where I'm seeing, and overwhelm, I suppose, is the key thing that's coming up for people, understandably so, amidst the sadness and the grief. So I suppose it's to give people help, support, to take them from that, because we did that in #media. That's what Pam and I did. We came from this traditional media background where we went into the newspaper, we went into the radio, we went into these, you know, forums where the media was made, and there was a physical paper and there was you know, traditional broadcast. But then we when we created #media, we moved what we knew online.
Okay, but so what about Pam? What about if you go back to your first recession, the one you were talking about when you had to? I suppose you're talking about 2008, right? You're not talking about much longer.
Yeah, Well, I always say I opened my business the day the recession started. So sorry, Andrea, go ahead.
No, my question is, I understand what Jacinta's saying about online, and I'm very on that idea. But at the same time, there's all the physical stuff that's happening there, like,
okay,
you know, all our coffee shops, all our restaurants, all of our clothes shops. So what are we going to do about them? What's the positive spin there?
Yeah, I suppose our day-to-day life as it is now has changed, and I think it's going to be like this the next couple of months. I think we just need to bed in, and as Jacinta said, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I started my business, just to go back to what we were chatting about, in the recession. So I know what it's like to be down at rock bottom trying to build a business and then trying to help other businesses build theirs as well. So like in the last recession, there was a huge trend in relation to designers, craft makers and artists, because people had, and we'll talk about the shops and the cafes and how to get back again after this, but there was a huge increase in that particular demographic, because people had more time to actually sit and think, listen, okay, what is it I really want to do with my life? So what I would say now is, like, you cannot get a bigger wake-up call and have more time to think, what is it I want to do in my life? Why am I doing what I'm doing every single day? And I firmly believe if you do what you love, it's never, never, ever work. So going back to those craft makers, designers and artists, there's a huge movement now in Ireland at the moment in relation to that growth area, because they're the people that decided, right, this is what I'm going to do. I love it. And they're making money on it. For all the shops and online, and, you know, I don't want this to be very kind of like PR and social media talk. I want this, I suppose, to kind of resonate with people to think that there is hope. There, you know, hope springs eternal. There is always, since we have this saying, like, there's always a way around it or through it. You just have to find it. So for businesses like that are online at the moment, they're okay, they're thriving. What I'd say to them is, like, there's 500 million people last week looked at Instagram stories. Like, that's a huge, huge number, which means people are looking online, they're shopping online. So if you had a store or a coffee shop and you're always kind of, you've got good customers, you aren't sure what to do, you update your social media, maybe ad hoc, didn't have a website, like, now is your time to start planning. Tell people what you're doing. Get your story straight. Like, I always go back to this, that every single person has a story. Can I give you an example?
Absolutely.
Last week we had a consult with the candle maker, and the candle maker had beautiful candles. Branding was a little bit off. She was chatting about candles, and I just said to her, can I ask you a question? What's your story? And she said, how do you mean? And I said, what is your story about your business? Why did you set it up? And she paused and she said, well, I had a baby and I decided to take a break from my career, and I started to do a lot of healing work. So she was a healer and she was busy enough. And then her mum died. And out of that, she decided that she wanted, as a form of therapy for herself, to start making candles. And out of that came, which is a huge story, like, it's merging the healing and the candles together to create that story and that piece. And that awareness that just clicked on her, it was like I could see, which said that I could see it in the call, like, her brain just switched, and she knew the story was there, she just didn't know how to tell it. But now people have so much time on their hands. What I would say to them is, get into a routine. Try and detox from social media, because there's an awful lot of negativity. Unfollow negative accounts, which I have been doing. I've been trying to reduce my time on social media in relation to just getting the news that I want to get and cutting out all the other noise. And get into the routine, which I'm used to. I'm not just saying this because I've lived this for the last 10 years. Honestly, not COVID-19. I'm not making light of this, but I've lived in relation to trying my damnedest to keep a business afloat, setting up a social media agency because digital media was changing. I had to change my business. People weren't using traditional media as much. So what did I do? Set up a social media agency. I'm not saying to everybody set up a social media agency. What I'm saying to you is, you just need to think of a way around it. At the moment, we all need to, as I say, bed in. And when I say bed in, it's get all the paperwork done that you need to do, that you've been putting off the last 3 months, 4 months or a year. Sit down, do your business plan, look at all your social media, look at your website, look at your business, look at your logo. There's plenty of free tools out there for people to create new logos, new branding. And, you know, we can assist them obviously with social media advice. But what I'm saying is, like, we're in a very, very difficult situation at the moment. We're all anxious. We don't know what's going to happen. And I think it is difficult to remain positive, especially if we're going to have this lockdown where we're not going to be able to go outside. That's why now, more so than ever, routine is so important. Did I answer your question? I kind of went around the garden there, did I?
Right, that's fine. We'll get Jacinta to pick it up from there and see what
I suppose, where do you want me to go from here, Andreas?
I just want to know, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I think you're right. Now is the time to do things you've been putting on the long finger. You know, I think one of the things that is also important is it's a good time to reskill. There's a lot of stuff online that you can do courses on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the same time, we're talking about a longer term.
Sure.
We're all hoping that this is only going to last a few weeks. The reality might be a few months. Mm-hmm. So whatever, I don't know. I'm not an expert, and I don't want to freak anybody out. That's going to be.
Yeah.
But I like to think that once this is over and we all go back to some sort of business, and some of the business will be gone. My business might be gone, so I need to figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I understand online, but there's also, I'm always keen on the idea of the physical thing. You mentioned craft and candles.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about what you think it's going to, how people should do.
Okay, well, I suppose my recession story, I love to tell this story, usually in nicer climes I get the opportunity to tell it, but I think it's very relevant here at this time. I do believe everything happens for a reason, and I do believe the dots do join. So you might have done a random course in the past and thought, why did I even do that? That's nothing to do with what I'm doing now. Or you might see somebody who completely changes avenue, go like, oh, I was an architect, now I make beauty products, and you kind of go, what? But I actually do believe that there is a purpose behind this all. So my first job when I came out of college, I came out in a great time. I didn't know if I wanted to go into TV. I didn't know if I wanted to go into radio, newspapers. The world was my oyster. Everything was amazing. Boom times. I ended up working in production, laying out a newspaper. I had to start at the beginning, and I remember one of the tasks that I had was to lay out a newspaper called Galway Voice, and my job was to, I was a sub-editor, and I had to basically write headlines and subheads, and that's what I was been trained up to do by the top people. I really had a great experience there. But anyway, Pamela Finn was on that newspaper, and somewhere in my visual brain, I remembered her. Fast forward 7 years or more, and I added her on LinkedIn because I was full sure that I knew this woman. And over and back, I was looking for a PR person to come in on a project. Somewhere in my brain, I had already a connection to this woman, and she saw a picture of me on Instagram in around the same time. She liked it. We were connected. We worked on projects together. We had lots and lots of success, and then on the back of it, we formed Hashtag Media. So there is always something going on that you don't know how things are going to end up or come into play. And I think it's just really, really important to know that when you do get an opportunity in your life to stop and stand still. And I did also get this opportunity during recession times, and I didn't take it. Straight away, I didn't take it. I took the first thing. I was like, oh, I've lost my job. I'm going to go into this other job. But bit by bit, the little voice inside your head says, no, you're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be doing something else. And when you listen, I think things unfold for you. Oh, you only have to take the smallest step. 7 years ago, I made the decision to take a career break and travel with my friend. I wanted to leave the company. They said, no, take a career break. I said, okay, plan this great big trip, Andreas, to go away and travel for 7 months across 15 countries with my friend. Could not make the money to match the price that I needed. Mm. Everything was just so intense. I thought, I'm going to abandon this. It's not meant to be. It's not where I'm meant to be going. I'll put it off. I'll cut the trip short. And on my birthday, I got 2 scratch cards and a card from a colleague in my workplace. And one of the scratch cards had 3 stars on it, and the other had 25 euros. I thought, this is great, really lucky. Anyway, my mum forced me in my bid to gather all the money I could to go on this trip to post off the 3 stars, and I ended up with a month to go of my due date to fly, going on the big money show, is what it was called, or the big money game. It was basically the summer version of winning streak, and I won 40,000 euro. Wow. And that was it. My whole world transformed.
Wow.
And the point was, I needed to leave the company I was in, the job I was in. I needed to, because I was meant to be doing something else. And I'm here today doing it with Pam. But all these little bits during really turbulent times and media marketing promotion, we are the first on the gauntlet when it comes to recession or lack of money in the, you know, promotions like cut this, cut that. So I suppose, as Pam said early on in the conversation, you need to be so resilient, but you need to believe in something higher, in something bigger, that all these dots are going to add up and you're going to end up where you need to be to do what you need to do. Now, I spent all the money. I should just say that now. much to the disgust of a lot of more sensible people, but I needed every cent of it to get myself, you know, where I am and where I need to be. And you know what? I should just say it now. I absolutely love doing what I do. When we have great clients and we are making great art and we're able to help people and see the results, there's nothing like it. We're doing social TV in the RDS, we had the opportunity to go to LA, you know, to learn from the best people. You know, Pam was recently awarded in London, you know, she got an innovation award at the Digital Women's Awards over in London. Like, that makes you realize, oh, okay, this is, you know, this is where I'm meant to be. The energy is flowing and things are good. But these pieces of time that we're getting, these, like, where everything stops, it's an opportunity to let your brain reflect and go, what's going on for me here? You don't need to know all the answers. You don't need to know what now, what next. You need to just take one step and then that will create the energy to move things on. So yeah, a bit of a rigmarole, but that's my story on how it came to be here, I suppose, in strange times.
Okay, that's a good story. Nice to have 40 grand to go around the world. I went 1500 quid and it was lasted I lasted about 8 months, but anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah. I suppose I used the money, if I'm totally transparent, I used the money to set myself up when it came back, because it came back to having to start literally from zero, which is, as Pam said, where you build yourself back up and say, where do I want to be? What do I want to do? What makes me happy? And where can I make money, you know?
Sure. So Pam, but like, you guys are at the cold face of, like, you're meeting a lot of different customers and different businesses. And as we were talking about just before, I think I started recording, you know, at the moment, we're all looking to get paid for what we did a while back. And I'm in the same situation as most of us. And unfortunately, we're all in the same situation. And this is going to hit it as whole in a way. But I think we also need to have a bit more of a sense of, we're all in this together, you know, so at the end of the day, we're all going to struggle for some money somehow, but I think we all need to figure out, okay, well, I did take this service from this company, or I did take this product from, what would you say, like, how are we going to deal with one another? Like, what would you say to the customer?
I think, you know, there's a little bit of contention out there at the moment. I think now more so than ever, we have to be so respectful of, businesses we're doing work with, so that means actually, and I know that a lot of people do not have the money at the moment. There are resources there for the government, but like, we have to think that, for example, if you take on work and you have to pay somebody else, like, there's a repercussion there. And I think it goes back to being respectful and, you know, in some way finding to pay those bills, because it's a knock-on effect for businesses. If you don't get paid, you know, you'll find it difficult to pay your staff, or, you know, or even to put food on the table, whatever it may be. Like, circumstances are different for each organization. I think it's really difficult at the moment, I have to say, for those that are self-employed. I think we haven't really been discussing this at the moment on the media as such. It's kind of about the healthcare workers, and they're doing a phenomenal job, and the retail workers again. But like, I think for the likes of the self-employed, I think we need to actually take stock and say, yes, it's incredibly difficult. Look at the resources that are available in relation to your local enterprise offices nationwide, and any government assistance first should be your first port of call. Don't put your head in the sand, because it's easier to do that. And then, like, I just think this is a this is in so many ways this has brought out such kindness in people and people willing to help. On social media, I have never received so many private messages from people saying, "How are you?"
Hmm.
These are people that would have liked my posts in the past. A business put up a post at the weekend looking for help. They wanted bottles because they want to start making hand sanitizers. I shared it on my page and people shared it on their page. Anyway, they got a response, but I got a lovely message back from saying, like, thank you so much for helping us out. So there's, on a local level, I'm telling you what, local is going to win on this because now we are going to want to support local businesses. When we come out of this, we will want to support the local businesses. We want to know that those local businesses are looking after their employees, whereas before we did turn a blind eye. And I think now is the time to know where your produce is from, who is selling it. And that goes back to your story. Make sure you're working on your story. And I do think, although we're in extremely difficult times, it's, you know what, it's going to be a huge change, but it's all going to bring us back to a little bit of normality. I went for a walk in the park last week. I self-isolated, or I kept my social distance, should I say. But like normally when I'm in the park, I'd have my phone with me and I'd be kind of glancing down. But now I really wanted to take everything in. And when I was passing by somebody, they weren't connected to their earphones. They were tuned into nature and they actually said, hey, I like that personal connection. So that kind of gives me, there's a reason why this is, has been the way it is. We're all connected, too much connected on our technology. This will just bring you back to that, that human, then that real connection. Which will always win, always.
Okay. Yeah, and I like to think optimistically that we will do that within, and I think it has to start from the local community. You know, if each look after, you know, somebody said if you look after the 10 neighbors either side of you, and if everybody does that, then, you know, that's the town sorted. But in terms of businesses, then, would it be an element, I mean, would you be considering in the coming months when, businesses need to, I'll ask you, Jacinta, you might have the answer. I don't know, maybe you don't have the answer. But in the coming months when we all go back on our feet, but then cash flow will be really tight. So I'll, let's say in a couple of months time, I'm making candles because my business is gone and I need to promote the candles. And I'll come over to you guys and say, look, to get the candles going, but I have no money. So, but you're the people I need to talk to. So what's that? I mean, in terms of creativity, what can we do? Or what can you do?
I think it's really important. Like we do, like we have a thing called Irish pride, right? Where we think, oh, well, I mightn't be able to afford that. They're really good. They're, you know, they're at that level now. So I obviously can't ask them. You know, there is a bit of pride when it comes to kind of engaging in a service, particularly when it's from people. And Ireland is so small anyway, you know, nobody wants to really be looking for, you know, freebies or asking for free help. There is that kind of pride element. And what absolutely kills me is to think people are suffering in silence. The reality is, I really believe that, you know, if everybody's fair to one another, you know, the world will go round. When I started my business, I literally relied on people helping me, saying, by the way, Jacinta, did you know you can advertise free space here in IB? You know, all you do is send a PDF. And I go, oh, okay. Did you know you can do this? Did you know you could do that? That's helping people get to where they need to go. And I suppose I use Pam as a really good example of this. When I hear Pam saying, we can help, like she means that, you know, I've never seen somebody actively help people so much and so often. And she is just, I suppose, an advocate of that help, if that makes sense. There's a price on certain things. The services that you have to engage that cost money. And for those, you can do payment plans and different things. But I do think it is a fair negotiation. But I want to make a point on this because I do believe that often the supplier of the business does really end up with the noose around their neck. It is a two-way street. You have a relationship with your supplier. You're getting something. They're giving you something. 50%, 50%. It's not a case of, oh, the supplier should give everything for free. You know, if you're a service industry and your business is given advice that costs you time and energy, therefore you can't be making money somewhere else. That is your money. So I feel like we all need to kind of, I suppose, if you want to know my world, you know, walk a day in my shoes. We all need to take off our own shoes and wear someone else's shoes. And when we are looking for, you know, help and support moving forward, whether that be dropping groceries at somebody's door, giving somebody a lift because, you know, their circumstances have changed. I think everybody's circumstances have changed now. Yeah. I think it's really important to take a humanitarian view on this. I saw the COVID doctors coming into Spain or Italy, was it Cuba, you know? And it was like, okay, you need help, we're coming in. I think that's the way that the world needs to be from now on. But it is not an excuse for people to say, oh, I have no money. Like, it's not that. It's a negotiation. It's a relationship. And as I said, every relationship, 50% and 50%. And you find something that suits both. Sometimes the best help you can give somebody is the help that they actually need. So if people can, as I said, put the Irish pride aside and say, I've actually had to close my shop, I've had to close my gym, I've had to close my income avenue. I do not know what to do or where to go. You know, can you please help me? That's exactly the type of help that you can give, because you go, okay, let's look at where things are for you and spend time on it and give them help, give them support, give them ideas, and that way they can move on. That's, I'm talking from our own stance. So I suppose the barter system worked a long, long time ago. Business doesn't run like that. Business runs on money. But as long as people are being conscientious, fair, and taking responsibility for both sides of the relationship, I think that there is a ways and a means, 100%, personally and professionally, to move forward from here.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Pam, I'm sure you're nodding there. You're obviously agreeing with everything Jacinta is saying. But if you could bring it back to the local. So I'm thinking, I don't know, your local shop in Galway that knows you well personally, and hopefully they'll stay open by the time this goes. But there'll be one or two that won't be able to reopen the doors, and they'll come to you and say, Pam, I need a dig out here, you know. I'm sure you'd be creative enough to come up with something that doesn't involve money to start with. And then,
Andrea, I keep saying this because I suppose this is like a positive new podcast, but I really want you to understand, I suppose, I have been here 90% and 90% here. Yeah. In my world, in Pam's world. So I was up against this before when businesses were struggling, they were closing, they had no budgets. And my mum always says it to me, like, that I would be a multimillionaire if I didn't give away my free advice and my free ideas. But you know what? This call is fantastic because it just makes me realize I'm so glad I did. And there are ways and means. And that's what I do, like, daily. I would always give tips and advice to businesses in relation to looking at something in a different way, trying to be creative and to get bang for your buck. And they'll need it now more so than ever. Like, to be honest, like, a lot of hotels and restaurants, if they open or when they open, they will have immediate cash flow if we're basing on what happened before. But it's the other businesses that are going to struggle, and they're the ones that need our help. Like, there is no voice. There is a voice for that hotel and restaurant industry, but there's a voice lacking for the likes of the other closed retailers and the other retailers and businesses, organizations that are struggling at the moment, and nobody's there to help them. So I think, you know, when this is over, we need to remember that, and we need to think before you go online to shop in an international store, not going to name them, bookstore, whatever it may be, go into your local bookstore, buy that book, and support, really, 100%, I'm not just saying it because I actually believe it anyway, support local, and think of that before you make any purchase decision. I know I have, like, in relation to my own buying habits over the last 2 weeks, I will go to the local store and I will look then to see who's supplying them. A lot of people have been talking about this for years, but now we're like, oh, okay, now I get it.
No, and I think as much as it's really, it's kind of terrifying to walk around our own towns and see that there's, look, it's lovely in a way, there's nobody around and it's fresh air, but it's terrifying to see that no shops are open. And that's unfortunately the reality if we keep buying online, if we keep supporting people mm-hmm. from outside, you know, massive corporations, and that's what's going to happen. And, you know, so it's really, really important now to keep the blood of the system, is the high street or the main street or whatever you want to call it. That's mm-hmm. that's where we interact with one another, and that's how we, you know, we're human beings. Otherwise, you would just be doing this all the time, which is, it's lovely, as lovely as it is. You know, we'd love to do this in a room, and, you know, the three of us sitting together and having a coffee. But, you know, the future can't be just online. It would be too depressing.
I agree with you. I was in a store last week, and they had the distance, the social distance line on the aisle. So yeah. I was going to pay for my goods, and then a 12-year-old boy came up right beside me, and his mother grabbed him and pulled him away. And at that moment, I remember thinking, the minute our babies are born, we're told to have skin-to-skin contact, and it's so vitally important. And I've done research on this, read so many books. You can actually, with the brain scan, see the connection if you're holding them close, and that physical connection, how important it is to brain growth. And I looked at the lady, and we just looked at each other, and we just knew. We didn't have to say anything. We're like, this isn't right. So I think more so than ever, after all this is over, human connection is a vital part of, if we don't learn anything, it's that we need that human connection. I'm craving it. Now, I work remotely a lot, and I think you're right. I don't want to be here with you. I prefer to be in a coffee shop chatting right beside you. Yeah. But not for now, but it will be in the future. And you know what? There's a lot of meetings that we don't need necessarily. I know that. But I think that we're not going to lose that human connection. We're going to crave it, and we're going to want it even more. And you know what? That's good. That can only be good.
Okay. I'm looking at the time. I think with this Zoom, only is whatever 40 something minutes.
We
can reconnect if you want. But Jacinta, you want to add something? You want to some positive, more positive spin on? Right. I think we really do need to be positive and make sure that people stay positive.
We do need to be positive. Okay, I suppose, without mentioning the R word too much, the recession, people will always say, brought us back to ourselves, brought us back to the land, brought us back to nature, brought us back to actually, I suppose, as I mentioned, grounding before. I suppose this is bringing us, as Pam said, back to our families, back to ourselves, back to our nearest and dearest, you know, you mentioned it, your communities, and spreading it out this way. I like to think that it's bringing us back to ourselves. A lot of people don't like to turn off their phone or be in silence or be on their own, because they're like, oh no, because then you're alone with your thoughts. But actually, you know, there is a positive side to this as well. And I suppose that's where your creativity comes from. So I suppose if people can take that time for themselves and let that creativity flourish for themselves, I suppose the possibilities are endless in yourself and for your future. It's amazing what little niggling thing will come up, you know, even in your dreams, because you're having that little bit of time for yourself. And there's only so much TV you can watch, and there's only so much scrolling you can do. So hopefully that creativity will be something, as well as the more human connection that will come from this as well, because we want that, you know, we want people thinking creatively, you know, in the world today.
Yeah, and I think also one thing is teaching us is we don't actually need that much, because I don't know about you guys, but I I don't need much other than food and drinks and walks in the park, you know. So we don't actually need all that stuff we've been buying all the time for whatever reason. So
amazing. Yeah.
What about you, Pam? Have you been shopping like mad on Amazon? Without mentioning the big word, Amazon.
Whoever never changes our spots. No. No, no, you know what? You've hit the nail on the head. I was about to buy a brand new car, and I just said last week, I said, I am so delighted I didn't buy that. You don't need it. I have a lovely, gorgeous car. What was I thinking? Yes. And it makes me appreciate all I have. And I have so much, as long as you have your family and your friends and a cool business partner, you know what?
Yeah.
You don't need much. There isn't much that we need. And it's and I really do hope people just, you know, as you say, stay away from the social media as much as possible. There's a lot of really positive stuff on, but there's a lot of confusing stuff as well. And I think this, at least this was just a conversation related to positive businesses and local business. You know, none of us are super humans. None of us have a super gigantic business. Your business is great, but it's just a business like a lot of us. And then it's great. And it's great to bring it down, to bring it back down to human relationships. And you guys are the cold face of that. You know, human relationships are really what make PR and make the PR wheel turn. And that's good to hear that you're there for. You'll be there for. I hope that your local shops will get in touch with you when it's all over, and we'll see what comes out of it, because most of them are my customers. I need them to be in business.
Don't worry, we're all going to be okay. Just you know what? We're going to give it time. It's going to be okay. Honestly.
Yeah. So what are you doing anyway in self isolation? You get out every day for a walk and the rest.
Yeah.
I have a high maintenance diva dog who insists on at least one walk a day, but she's having the time of her life at the moment because I'm working from home, as is my fiance. So she's like made up. Life is amazing for her right now. And I suppose the key thing is when you don't have the commute time, the travel time, you know, the day is so much longer than it ever was before. So there is some like nice value in that. But yeah, outside is a must. I don't think once a day is actually enough. And I suppose the garden as well, it's beautiful. It's springtime now as well. So it's just so nice. Flowers never look so good. I don't know why. It's just really, really nice.
And you know what? This could have happened last October. Like, the evenings are getting brighter. Like, we're so lucky. We're so lucky in so many ways. We have to count our blessings that, like, this didn't happen last October, November, December, when it was dark at like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It's bright outside. And yeah, so
let's keep away from each other for as long as possible.
And that was Pam Finn and Jacinta Collins of #media.ie. Hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, let me know. If you did, let me know. info@socialfabric.ie. Till the next one, take care.